are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so we got a lot to talk about today. We were just in the last hour discussing some of these quote-unquote snake oils used in the early 1900s. What kind of medications were out there? What were some of the components in them? Pretty cool stuff because I really love medical history. We got some more horse meat recalls. We got a bed bug remedy based on a leaf. Pretty cool stuff. We got Obama's budget. We got some more news on the crazed Texas college stabber who went on a stabbing spree. So, as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments. So please call in at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we were talking about where the snake oil term came from. From what we understand, Chinese laborers would use an oil derived from the Chinese water snake to help soothe joints and arthritis. And then from there, and from what we understand, you know, many of these Chinese remedies worked. Okay, Chinese medicine I think is fascinating. I wish I had more time. That's my next big endeavor, to really, you know, dig deep into Chinese medicine and what was out there that worked and what we could maybe do to reintroduce it into modern day. But then snake oil, quote-unquote snake oil, was a term that began to be used for, as we look back on things that were used back in the 1800s and 1900s, like these potions and these certain nerve pills, etc. And the Smithsonian has published an article trying to break down what was in some of these pills. Apparently a chemist from the University of Detroit Mercy found there was mercury, there was arsenic in some of these quote-unquote potions that were sold in the 1800s and early 1900s. So, as they take a look, it's pretty cool. Apparently, chemist Mark Benvenuto headed up the research group that has looked at several dozen patented medicines from the turn of the century, and they found there was calcium, zinc, arsenic, lead in these. Now, I mean, keep in mind, as things deteriorate, as things break down, certain bottles, I mean, I know a lot of these were in glass. I collect medical antiques. I lab a lot of these apothecary jars, and I have a lot of these old medicines, whether it be the wrapper, etc. I have a bag that used to contain the cough powder. They would sell it like a bag of flour. Cough powder. Lemon was in it, certain garlic, certain herbs, etc. But then there were other things that you wouldn't know. You see, nowadays we have consumer groups looking at everything. I mean, you know, we're picking up arsenic in fruit juices. Even though you do have levels of inorganic arsenic and organic arsenic that could be already circulating naturally. But, you know, what were these people trying to treat? So you look at this Dr. Sowen's magic nerve pills, the great nerve vitalizer. These were sold in Utica, New York. I know I should be able to pronounce it, Utica, New York. And I guess that was used to, you know, help people with their pain, et cetera, or people that were going numb, maybe diabetic neuropathy, et cetera. But of course, we have no proof. We have no idea whether these worked or not. You know, you almost wonder, I mean, were these things put out on the market? And did they have to have some efficacy? Because how would there be a market for these? Or did you have people that just came out with whatever, which you would, you know, see with these kind of street corner people saying, you got to buy this. It's a cure. You got to buy this, you know. And then they would, you know, they would have somebody they would demonstrate it on, and they would act all healthy and happy, etc. So people would buy it, and then they would just leave town and go to the next town. But what about some of these things, some of these companies that actually paid for the packaging, that actually sold in drugstores? You have this Hamlin's Wizard Oil, this wizard oil was supposed to cure rheumatism. All right, now, we don't know what was in this wizard oil. I don't know if they've they actually have a sample of it, but wizard oil, really? You know, then a lot of the cathartics, purgatives, that was a biggie. Many, I even have some old, laxatives from, trust me, I've almost needed to take them. I've had some rough couple weeks with constipation, but anyway. And a lot of these, purgatives helping you poop, you know, they had a variety of things in there, like, you know, I mean, they would probably throw some, I don't know how they would have gotten elemental calcium, but I mean, they're finding vitamins and chemicals in them, but my guess is what they did is they mixed some of the vitamins and stuff that they had at the time, and then they would use an oil type base that would stimulate, you know, the movement of the bowels. You know, we don't know what the chemical components are. That's what they're studying, and I cannot wait. From what we understand, they're using, they've x-rayed some of these pills to see that they were solid, and then they've looked at electromagnetic emissions in nuclear magnetic resonance testing, all right, to figure out what were in the liquid compounds. I'm sure you could use these chromatographers. I mean, there's a variety of ways to test these things. I'm always fascinated by this. There was a corn and conscience. They say corns and conscience cannot be forgotten. Next time the corn aches, let it call to mind the fact that corn salve removes the toe corn every time. No pain, no poison. Old corns must go. Price 15 cents from Giant Chemical Company in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. You know, some of the products had to advertise no alcohol and no narcotics. Hollister's Golden Nugget tablets for the treatment of constipation. This was made by Hollister Drug Company in Madison, Wisconsin. This packaging, to me, it looks like maybe 1890. These things were about 35 cents. I mean, that was a pretty penny for medicine, but people would pay for it. Trust me, I would. The fact that they had to proudly advertise no narcotics or alcohol means probably by that time there were some issues with that being in these medications. All right, guys, don't go away. A lot more to talk about. Let's talk about bed bugs. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the Freeze-Dry Guy Mix and Match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available, over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts, all made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry Guy Mix and Match number 10 can sale, freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available, over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts, all made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com, or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
What do you do when your government is engaged in unconstitutional acts? And what should you do when our elected officials fail to uphold their oath to protect we the people from foreign and domestic enemies? Hello, fellow patriot. I'm Pastor Broden of the Constitutional Defenders of Texas, and we have discovered a constitutional answer to these questions. The answer is found in the First Amendment to the Constitution. The fifth platform in the First Amendment is the answer to our government operating in an unconstitutional way. The right to peaceably assemble and petition redress for grievances. Redress means to set right, to amend. It is a remedy for a wrong or an ill perpetrated against we the people. Sign our petition for redress at c.x.com. That's c.dot.x.com. Redress equals solution.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Looks like in addition to throat cancer and cervical cancer, we got lung cancer being linked to HPV, the human papillomavirus. We're going to be talking about that a little bit later this hour as well. I got to tell you, sex kills, doesn't it? Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
My question is, I have been shaving around the pubic area, and lately experiencing rash and like hairline cracks. Have been using Desitin or an A&D ointment, and it doesn't seem to be going away. Is this something that I need to see a physician for? Is there some kind of infection there that cannot be cured by an A&D ointment? And I'm understanding that this happens quite frequently to a lot of people.
Yeah, I guess that's the new thing. Everybody's kind of shaving down there. And, you know, bravo for you having the guts to come on air and ask about that. I mean, you know, bravo. A lot of you guys think that, you know, it's got to be kind of bald eagle down there. A lot of us girls think so too. And unfortunately, we are seeing a rise in folliculitis, where you actually have inflammation of the hair follicles. And it's bacterial, which is probably why the A&D ointment isn't working. And so when you start to get a rash or inflammation down there, sometimes it could be because the razor is spreading infection. You know, some of you guys use clippers. Some of you use, you know, disposable razors. What is it? The Venus? I'm your Venus, right? The Venus razor. Some of you share your wife's razor. Wives share your husband's razor. And, you're spreading bacteria. And then you may just kind of rinse it under some hot water and think that's it, and it's not enough. A disposable razor is just that. You're supposed to throw it out. It's disposable. Your clippers, make sure to unplug, and you got to clean them. But it's probably bacteria. Sometimes it's staph epidermidis, all right? Staph, that's not the nasty methicillin-resistant staph. It's staph epidermidis. I apologize. I'm not an expert in pubic hair infestations and infections, but you could also get Pseudomonas down there, especially if you jump into a hot tub. And what was that, Eddie Murphy, right? In the hot tub, there could be Pseudomonas that kind of gets in. But you're right, you could get these little micro cracks. And it is something that people ask about, okay? You know, every now and then people go, Dolly, are some of those calls, you know, fake? Are these people just trying to trip you up? No, because these are the same things, questions I get in my office. You know, like, I'm really embarrassed about this, but is this normal? No, it's not normal, but it's common. And you don't realize that because it's not like you could talk to your sister or your brother or your parents, you know, about, look, you know, when I, you know, get ready for a date, this is what happens. You know, many of us, we went for bikini waxes before we have this laser hair removal type treatments, which that was a lot of fun in those years. And I mean, when you get the waxes, it rips out the hair, and then when that happens, a lot of times you bleed because the skin can tear. Well, then of course you're introducing bacteria. So this is something that happens to a lot of people. Nobody really talks about pubic hair shaving skin maladies. But, you know, I give a lot of talks at conferences. Maybe I should come up with a topic on that. That sounds kind of fun. I'm sure they'll all be breaking down the door to see that one. So, yeah, my recommendation is make sure the area is clean before you do it. Make sure you shave with something less caustic if you don't see any bleeding or nicking when you shave. Now, I know some of you are like, wait a second, Dahlia, I've been shaving my, you know, face for years, and, you know, this doesn't happen to me. Well, again, it's not the pubic area. The pubic area is a little dirtier than the face. Okay, there's a lot more going on down there than the face. Okay, an occasional lipstick smooch doesn't seem to carry the same type of bacteria as some hibbity-dibbity stuff. Okay? All right. Now, can bed bugs affect the pubic area? I don't know. Let's put that on the next pop quiz question. Can bed bugs affect the area? However, what is cool is scientists have, see the transition? I gotta tell you, I am the queen of transition. I know y'all are kind of sitting there going, wait a second. Dahlia has to cover this bed bug story, this breaking news bed bug story. How is she gonna go from the guy who shaved his pelvic area to bed bugs? And you see how I did it? This is why I have the job that I have, and I haven't gotten fired yet, although you really don't know if the boss, you know, has been listening. That's just what I do. This is Dr. Dahlia, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. All right, so now we are transitioning into bed bugs. The bed bugs. Okay, so a bed bug remedy that has been going on for, I guess, centuries has been using kidney bean leaves. Apparently, kidney bean leaves have been used to trap bed bugs hundreds of years ago in southeastern Europe. So they think maybe we could use these kidney bean leaves, right, as a non-toxic way of treating bed bugs. Now, these bed bugs, they're real smart suckers. They know how to hide, and they feed at night. So, you know, when you say your prayers, and then after your prayers, your mom goes, all right, good night, sleep tight, don't let the bed bugs bite. All right, I mean, there is some real ancient history to that. Sleep tight. Now, why would we tell you to sleep tight? right? Because, I don't think vaginal wall laxity has anything to do with it. I think sleeping tight was because you had to swathe yourself in your covers so tight so the bed bugs wouldn't get you. Honestly, that whole good night sleep tight, don't let the bed bugs bite, was all about the bed bugs. It had nothing to do with you getting a good night's sleep. It had nothing to do with you hopefully overcoming sleep apnea. It had nothing to do with any, vivid dream psychedelic side effect from Chantix for smoking cessation. Nothing to do with that. It had to do with the bed bugs. So they say these nocturnal insects, which I've just described, they, bite at night. Another pop quiz question. You find them a lot in hotels, in schools, even hospitals. All right? And then when they bite, you itch. And these bed bugs start to turn from a dark color to a reddish brown. Why? Because they're sucking on your blood. Right, mosquitoes do that too. All right, but they say if you use the kidney bean leaf plant, okay, they exhibit extraordinary abilities to entrap the insects. This is from Catherine Loudon, an entomologist from the University of California, Irvine. That's something I actually wanted to do in a previous life. I wanted to be an entomologist. Entomologists work with bugs. Even though I'm scared to death of spiders and bugs, I always thought, walking around saying I'm an entomologist sounded cool. Gynecologist, elicits giggles. Proctologist elicits the ooh. But when you say entomologist, that just sounds so damn cool, doesn't it? Even if people don't even know what it is, it just sounds cool. Anyway, she says modern scientific techniques let us fabricate materials at a microscopic level. Just make sure the feds don't know. With the potential to not let the bed bugs bite without pesticides. Now, microscopic hairs on kidney bean leaves apparently stab the insects and they trap them. Unlike the Venus fly trap that I think has little baby spikes, it just traps the flies by closing up the Venus fly trap. But I think the Venus flytrap is one of the coolest, coolest plants. It usually dies before I ever get to watch it trap a fly. I don't think you're supposed to water the plant or give it sunlight. It's supposed to feed on flies. Yeah, I know you could. You could actually give a Venus flytrap plant, water and good soil. But I want it to, hunger for the flies so it survives, okay? It's not going to reach out for a fly if it's all happy with everything you give it. So usually we starve the sucker, and then it ends up dying before it gets the fly. No, I'm not that mean to plants. I really do not have a green thumb. I don't know how to take care of plants. I kind of suck. I can barely take care of my two kids. All right. Anyway, where are we at with this? Okay, so we're talking about kidney bean leaves. The microscopic hairs on the kidney bean. No, we're not talking about pubic hairs. Microscopic hairs. Guys, that was a topic 10 minutes ago. They stab the insects. Now, they are, is that it? That's it. That's how they work. That's it. Okay. Within seconds of stepping on the leaf, the bed bugs are trapped. The microscopic hooked hairs on the leaves, known as the trichomes, not to be mixed up with trichomonas. Trichomonas is a nasty STD that you could get. Very frothy. These are called trichomes. Trichomoniasis, parasite from pork. Oh, you guys are so overdue for a pop quiz, aren't you? Okay, so these trichomes stab the bed bug legs and immobilize them. They could use this stuff in the military. All right, so what does this have to do with you? Well, maybe if they could figure out how to trichome these suckers, we don't have to use the pesticides and, all the other types of, blowtorching that we usually do in hospitals and hotels. Right? Okay, guys, when we come back, let's talk about this new gun law proposed by the senators. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are natural, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed, and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled S-Q-U-A-T-T-Y, potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
As many as 7.5 million Americans have psoriasis, and many of them suffer in silence, hiding their itching, flaking, and discomfort. If you're living with psoriasis, your new life begins now when you call for a risk-free trial of Seroderm. Seroderm provides fast topical relief of skin psoriasis. Seroderm helps to stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by your psoriasis. Even if you've tried everything else, even if you've suffered for years, imagine living without discomfort and embarrassment, and without wearing long clothes to hide your psoriasis. We're so confident you'll love your skin after using Seroderm that we're offering it risk-free. But you have to call now.
Just call 1-800-207-3483. That's 1-800-207-3483. Try Seroderm risk-free. Just call 1-800-207-3483. That's 1-800-207-3483.
There. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. I don't know how you guys do it. I don't know how I do it. You know, go about my day hearing all this news. I mean, you know, how do you even go home and talk to the family? Isn't all this news just so fascinating? I would just be glued to the radio if I got to, on my drive home, listen to the Dr. Dahlia show. I don't know how you guys leave your cars. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, two senators on opposite ends of the aisle, though from what I understand, you know, fairly conservative. Senator Manchin, Democrat Senator Toomey, both of them gun owners, have come up with a bipartisan bill that I believe Chuck Schumer actually also wants to co-sponsor. He wants to throw his name in this. That actually looks pretty good. Okay, so Pat Toomey's from Pennsylvania, Republican Joe Manchin from Democrat in West Virginia. Not sure if he lives in a mansion. From what I understand, they do have top ratings from the National Rifle Association, you know, because they do own guns. So what they did is they came up with another bill, and it's a smaller one from what I understand, that will expand the background check aspect of this gun control fight in Congress right now. And from what I understand, it will expand it to the those that include gun show sales and online. All right. From what we understand, this doesn't go as far as Obama wanted and Joe Biden wanted and many of the liberals want, because, you know, when they do things, they want a big, huge, monstrous bill that has so many things packed into it that we don't know which way is up when it starts to unfold. And we've all seen that with the example of Obamacare. I just don't understand why politicians have to do things so big and monstrous, unless that's the only way they get reelected. Okay, they don't like to do piece by piece because it doesn't make as much news. To me, you would think it would. Okay, you think that every piece of a bill, as it goes piece by piece and as you get bipartisan support and work through it, you would think you'd get more publicity because as every piece goes. But no, everyone wants the big rip-roaring legislation. Like Obamacare once said in a debate, he loves the fact that it's called Obamacare. He loves it because now his name is on it for history to come. Okay? Right? Yeah. Okay, so anyway, what it looks like they've done is they've bypassed the registry, which many of us are scared about, okay, having this national database, all right? They avoided the topic of the background checks from fathers to sons. If you gift a gun or you guys share a gun in the family, they didn't require any sort of regulation of that. Now, you have both sides of the spectrum complaining about this bill because they say it does nothing to do, that this does nothing to prevent school violence. All right, well, my answer to that is, well, duh, gun control won't end school violence. I mean, what did we just see in Texas? Somebody went around stabbing people, stabbed 14 people. One didn't need medical attention. Four had to be life flighted out. Two in critical condition, two in fair condition. All right. Many others injured, not to mention psychologically. All right. That was a knife. From what I understand, a highly serrated razor type knife. Okay. That's what, well, razor serrated. I heard part was serrated. Okay. And that's what I heard. So, I mean, my, you know, duh. All right. Legislation is not going to prevent violence at school. That's something we have been discussing over and over and over again. And the NRA is actually criticizing this bipartisan bill because he said it's inadequate. All right. Expanding background checks at gun shows will not prevent the next shooting. They say it will not solve violent crime and will not keep our kids safe in schools. The sad truth is that no background check would have prevented the tragedies in Newtown, Aurora, or Tucson. I mean, they're right. Okay? I mean, Adam Lanza, Jared Loughner, James Holmes would have probably passed background checks. Psychological checks, that's a whole other story. But background checks, they didn't have a criminal history. But this is what I have been saying the whole time. This is why people on the right have been saying Congress needs to leave guns alone, because that's not going to help the situation. It's only going to hurt. I, you know, when people are criticizing the fact that this new legislation wouldn't affect children having background checks if they acquire a gun from their father or mother or share it, Adam Lanza took the gun and started shooting. He didn't. Legislation say, now, wait a second. If you want your mommy's gun, now we need you to go down to the office, correctional facilities, or, you know, like we had to go to the police department to register for our CCW, and fill out the proper paperwork. No, he just took the gun and shot, started shooting. I shot his mom, went to the school, shot up the school. Okay, you know, I don't think any legislation would prevent violence on schools. And even if you did away with every single gun, which is impossible, because the president and his, you know, the president's detail, they aren't going to give up their guns. All right? The bodyguards protecting, you know, these movie stars, they're not going to give up their guns. All right? So we know we're not going to be in a gun-free world. Those of you thinking, you know, sitting up there holding your peace sign, you know, protesting, you know, what Congress is doing, needs to, you know, realize that, you know, once you think all the guns are taken away, it's not. And you have other forms of violence. Apparently, this guy in Texas wanted to stab multiple people, and he used a knife, and he got 14 people. From what we understand, luckily, nobody's died. Thank God. All right? And somebody tackled him. Now, some of you could say, well, wait a second, Dahlia, you say we need to up security at schools. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Please. Absolutely. Up security at the schools. Well, some of you could say, well, where was campus police? Now, we do have a problem with there not being enough security. I've seen that. I visit a lot of schools. I talk. And you know, you see maybe one security guard. But to walk the campus, right, that takes a long time. It could take probably 20, 30 minutes for them to walk the whole campus. And that's the outside. You know, some of these shootings, some of these, like the stabbing that occurred in the Texas college, that occurred within the hallways. It started in a classroom, I believe, in one of the labs. So we need security inside and out. Why isn't Congress discussing this? No, because nobody's going to get reelected from the Democratic side if they don't come home, right, for the next election that's coming up in 20-some months, showing that they did something for gun control. All right, they just want this on their belt. Okay, this has nothing to do with increasing security. They want to say that they passed legislation, all right, that allowed some form of gun control. All right, now I could get reelected. Now, you know, if we look at the psychology of politics and the psychology of the voter, the Republicans have to do something too. Okay, the Republicans cannot sit there and buck everything, even though we have been telling each other to stand firm, don't allow there to be a national registry, which that, I mean, the national database scares the hell out of me. You know, the Republicans do have to find some sort of compromise because the Democrats won't let up. So when I looked and saw what, you know, Senator Manchin and Senator Toomey came up with, you know, they're both gun owners. They completely bypass the whole registry, et cetera, and they pretty much focus on the background checks, which has pretty much a lot more bipartisan support. All right, to me, I was like, okay, well, that's better than some of the other options. Because, unfortunately, the American voters and the constituents are not going to allow there to be nothing. They want something done. And if we all agree on background checks, well, then fine, background checks. All right, but I'm wondering if the NRA should not criticize this as much, because if we could get this bill passed, will everybody stay quiet for some time on that issue and then address the real issue? I'm really upset that we're being distracted by all this baloney politics when nobody is increasing the armed guards or police force at our schools. Okay, maybe pass something that we all agree on background checks, avoiding any sort of national database, and let's move on and start upping security at the schools. That's what I want. But if we're going to fight this for another few months, then once, I don't know, Hillary gets into power or something, you know, and more Democrats get into power, they're going to pass an Obamacare-type bill when it comes to gun control, and then we're really screwed. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Taking your calls and comments and emails. Don't go away.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry Guy Makes and Match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food
food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Over the break, one of you asked, What was the psychological diagnosis of the Texas stabber that had stabbed 14 students in yesterday's stabbing? Oh, we don't know. All we know right now is that he is undergoing a psychological evaluation. Some of you listen to the show delayed. If that's the case, you may actually be, you know, be more aware of the news before us, but I don't think we're going to be being, I don't think we're going to get told, and I don't think it's going to be revealed, probably this week. I believe this is going to, you know, take a while. I mean, the fact that they have him and he's alive and we could talk to him, it's better than what we have with, Adam Lanza, right? With Adam Lanza and the Sandy Hook Elementary shooting, you know, we're having neighbors and family friends surmise that it had to do with, you know, him having been bullied and building up resentment, etc., which is, again, something no legislation can protect us against. So, unfortunately, no, I don't have the answer to that. I don't know what his, for the Texas stabber, his issues were. But I got to be honest, I'm a little nervous because one of these days we're going to get a huge report, right, on what James Holmes was taking in terms of medications, what Adam Lanza was taking in terms of medications, maybe what this guy had taken. Dylan Quick is his name. And my guess is they're all going to be very similar, similar in class. And it's going to be a huge media story where they're going to say doctors are overprescribing these medications and we have too many people on antidepressants and anti-anxieties and look at what these medicines do. And then I'm going to have to sit there and explain that you have kooky people and you have non-kooky people. And you have non-kooky people that require these medications for a variety of issues. Many of the antidepressants I prescribe have nothing to do with depression. They, you know, people have, you know, reactive depression. Somebody died. Some people have insomnia. They can't sleep. They cry easily. They have no motivation to go to work, etc. And then you have people that are mass killers. Okay, those are two different people. Okay, and just because somebody is asking for some Xanax or somebody is asking for some Zoloft doesn't necessarily mean they're going to turn into one of these killers. The problem we're having is every couple weeks there's something like this that seems to be happening. Some crazy act of aggression. And I should probably say almost every other day when we hear of a parent killing their child or a spouse killing their spouse, or, I mean, we have these fits of rage and fits of insanity happening almost on a daily basis. And my worry is the majority of these people are going to be found to be on a pharmaceutical or a type of prescription, and there's going to be the next big movement to legislate that. All right, remember, the politicians have to look like they're doing something so they could get reelected. And the last thing I want is government getting involved in what I do. I have a medical board, and I respect the medical board, and I have no problem working with the medical board. I do not want to work with a politician that has no medical background whatsoever. This was my beef with the whole Plan B and a federal judge mandating that the FDA allows Plan B over-the-counter contraception to be over-the-counter. Okay? Emergency contraception. I have a huge problem with non-medically trained people making decisions on our health. And be prepared. Be prepared that once it is revealed what some of these medications are that James Holmes is taking, that Adam Lanza took, all right, there is going to be a wave of proposals of legislating this medication. Now, some of you actually think the medication does cause people to become killers. All right, I don't see it as a doctor. I see these medications calming people down. I see these medications helping people sleep. I see these medications being an adjunct to therapy, cognitive therapy, behavioral therapy, psychotherapy. I see people with serotonin deficiency, and we've talked about serotonin deficiency a lot on the show. You know you're serotonin deficient. As you age, things just start to bug you more. You can't let things go. You don't seem to giggle as much. You seem to brood about things. You can't seem to turn it off when you go to bed at night, put your head down on the pillow and turn it off. Right? Okay? Those are things that I recognize as serotonin deficiency. Then we try something for your serotonin and you do well. Where I'm desperately requesting research on is do people who miss their dose, even though a lot of these medications are mild or considered mild, do people who miss their dose or take it half-assed, are they the ones at higher risk of losing it and going on a rampage? And some of that information we may never know. Okay, I don't know if it's ever going to be revealed that Adam Lanza was taking medication and then stopped taking it. Now, I'm sure you could figure that out. All right, well, if he filled his prescription back in October, and it was a prescription for 30 days, and in December he did the shooting, you could then maybe assume that he might not have been taking the medication, especially if the bottle was full. So you could maybe assume he was off his medicine if there's no other trace of, you know, so there's that. But what about the missing their dose for a day or two? All right, does that throw you into a fit? Okay, now if somebody's been off their medicine for months, all right, I would see less of a dramatic rebound than I would have somebody who was taking their medicines diligently and then started to skip a couple days. You know, I've seen people that have had alcohol withdrawal seizures. They forget to drink for a day or two, they seize. Or people who've been on their benzodiazepines, like their Valium, their Xanax, their Klonopin, and then they miss a dose and they've been on it for years. You could actually have a withdrawal seizure. So you usually see the dramatics within 24 to 72 hours of some of these medications. But when it comes to somebody being off their medications for a while and them having been medicated to deal with fits of anger and fits of rage, that's a whole other story. So how do we, again, same question, and this is a question we're going to be dealing with over and over and over again. All right, and we have to keep dealing with it because now we have somebody running around stabbing people at a Texas college. How do you identify somebody that's going to go rogue? And completely start stabbing people. Now, this is an argument some of the liberals have brought up, all right, saying, well, wait a second. If you say the average person could go rogue and could just go on a shooting spree, then what about the person you hired to arm the school, to guard the schools? What about the armed guard who now has a weapon and he's feet from your children? Can he go rogue? All right, nobody's spending time figuring out the psychology of this or the psychiatry behind it, and I don't think they can. So my message to Congress and my message to the medical field and my message to all of you is, all right, we need to go to the root of the problem where it's people just losing it and going on killing rampages and killing sprees. These are people we need to identify, the psychology behind it, whether there's any relationship to medication or lack of medication or withdrawal of medication. This is what needs to be identified. And unfortunately, we're wasting time in Congress talking about, all right, well, do we ban assault rifles? Do we ban handguns? Do we do background checks on kids who are sharing daddy's gun when they hunt? Okay, you guys are wasting time. You're wasting valuable time. I am not worried about hunting rifles. I'm not worried about handguns. I'm worried about our kids. I'm worried about our adults. I'm worried about people going into schools and stabbing people, or people getting behind their car and running over their spouse, or people strangling or suffocating their kids in bathtubs. And I'm worried about shooters. But as you could see, the shooting is just one aspect of this. And politicians think they can legislate their way out of this and get themselves reelected. No, you're wrong. All right. When we come back, a lot more medical stories, HPV and lung cancer, snake medicine, snake oil remedies, a bunch of cool stuff. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. First, you've got to see the video that is turning the medical industry upside down. Go to HealthyBody13.com. That's HealthyBody13.com. Watch this video, then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Glidden. I'm doing the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll see you at the Youngevity Conference in May.
Hi, this is pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I will be there.
Hi, I'm MZ Michael Zwirling, owner of KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and you bet I'll be there.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to HealthyBody13.com or call 1-800-360-8695. That's 800-360-8695.